anything. Right, well then, in that case, I step back from the microphone. I'm an innocent man.
Are you going to say anything?
Yeah, here's the news.
It's midday. I'm Gail Sanderson. The headlines: protests over junior doctors' contests.
A thing she hardly knew. So thin and rare and small and few. It smells just like me and it smells just like you. She's blinded for the best. In this bright tree, she makes her nest. Everyone laughs as she struggles up high. Everyone's happy and she wants to die. Sofa, everything is new. It smells just like me and it smells just like you. Plain, ugly and homely race with sad disgrace drawn on its face. She sleeps in the buds in a place where no summer shines, like tears are shed for the living or for the dead. Evil love can't hide anything. When there's blood in her eyes, shine with full mouth to hide. Cries with a different feeling. When the chaos ensues with a new appetite.
Afternoon, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, down the rabbit hole. For the first time, I heard, I think, an edit in that song. Right at the end, like the last 20 seconds, it suddenly shifted. Now, what's the famous Beatles song where once you know there is an edit, where they've joined version one up with version two, you can never unhear it?
I don't know.
Do you know, caller?
Well, what about the weather? Is it gonna rain? You can ask without any reply. But ask about the bakes, that's a different matter. They'll all reply. They're tasty, tasty, very, very tasty. They're very tasty. How'd you like your eggs done? Can you see the milk? Then you know you got a wasp in your ear. But ask about the bakes, that's a different matter. One thing you'll hear. They're tasty, tasty, very, very tasty. They're very...
Plagues.
They're very tasty.
Okay, so
my nephews sing that.
Do they?
Yeah.
And that's the way the show rolls, guys. 03459 455 555. It's a late night phone-in show on the at midday. It's also a phone-in show with no topics. Take your top off if you want, and your bottoms.
I can.
What?
I might.
Okay. No, don't do that. So the way it's going to work, you phone up. Kath and I are just going to sit here and chat. You phone up, you'll speak to Jen. She'll call you back. As soon as you hear us on the phone, the odds are you're on the radio. You chip in. There is a famous Beatles song. And there is an edit in it. And once you hear the edit, it ruins the song for you.
Oh. Well, I'm glad I don't know what it is then.
Well, I'm going to ruin the song.
Why would you do that? I thought we were friends.
I don't know if I've got it on my... It's 59 seconds into... I can't even think what the song's called now. I'm trying to spell Beatles. How do you spell Beatles?
But
that's how we spell things now that we have kids. The Beatles. It's Strawberry Fields Forever. At 59 seconds in, and I'm wondering if I've got it. Maybe, is it on Past Masters? No, it's not. Oh, I don't know if I've got it.
Oh.
No, it's worth it. No, I haven't got it. I've just got a load of Beatles bootlegs on
my... Well, there's something for next week for us to think
59
about.
59 seconds in, you kind of pretty much hear George Martin go, right, I'm just going to snip pick. There we go. It's glued back together. It's almost as obvious as that. Yeah. It's like two different songs. And now, guys, it's ruined for you.
Thanks very much. I used to like that song.
You were late coming in.
Well, I wasn't.
Well, you were.
You said you were going to get in at 10:02, so I thought... There's no point in me mooching in early, is there?
I was just...
How early was I last week? About 3 hours, I was upstairs having a sleep.
Yeah, you were sleeping off a booze over. I was just saying 10 minutes because, as you know, Boy Boss was there and I was just showing off to him.
Oh, well, in future, just tell me the truth.
Well, I always get in here 2 hours before to prep the show. So why were you so... What was going on?
Well, you know the Truman Show when they're trying to stop that woman from getting into work and they just keep throwing everything at her, like people, like baker boys on bikes and old ladies with walking frames and women with pushchairs and people that pay and pump who hadn't paid and pumped and didn't have their flipping purses.
We know how the Truman Show works, yes.
That.
The Truman Show does not stand the test of time.
Oh, I like that.
No, you liked it.
Yeah, but then we had Big Brother.
Yeah, exactly. And also, it just looks a bit cheap and nasty now. It's not as clever as we thought it was. Maybe it's because we have evolved into that world. We're living... I mean, look, you can watch me, if you're on your telephone now, we're periscoping this, so you can watch us doing this show on your telephone. Mm-hmm. So we're living in that world.
So maybe someone was trying to stop me from getting in.
Or maybe you just had a bit of bad luck.
Yeah, repeatedly.
A film that I kind of think... has improved with time. Yeah. It's a weird film, though. It's a really weird film.
Have you got Windy Pop?
I've got Windy Pop. I can't, I can't burp. The only way I could burp, and I did this in a car park in Amersham this morning, is fingers down the back of the throat.
Don't do that.
There was me crouching in Amersham car park behind cars trying to make myself. Thing is, if I do it too much, I puke.
Of course.
So, anyway. So, last night we watched The Empire Strikes Back. Part two. The thing is, I have to read the title. You know the titles, it starts episode five. And he goes, and the boy, what do you mean episode five? We said we watched the last one. Yeah, but that was... And you've got to explain to him, well, there are three films, but they're rubbish.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to watch them. I said, well, you were not going to...
No, we're not. Out of principle.
So we're watching The Empire Strikes Back, and I haven't seen it all the way through since my mum took me to the pictures to see it. When did that come out? 81, 82?
Something like that. Because Star Wars was like made in 1976 or something.
Oh, get real, mate. 79, I'm going to say. Star Wars came out 79.
Yeah, but it was made in 76.
Well, it doesn't matter when it was made. It's when it came out.
I'm just thinking about, time schedules. He will have wanted to have a rest in between.
So that came, and I went to see that and the pictures of my mum. And we did it all properly last night. We recreated the trip to the Granada cinema in Slough. The cinema in Slough was awesome, right? Of course, it's been knocked down and turned into an office block. It had handprints of the Beatles outside it, and they're gone. Someone has scarped off with them. But it was brilliant. It had three screens, right? And you had to queue outside. And what they do is that there was a little hole in the ground outside, and a fella would come out with like a pole, and he'd put it in the ground, and it would say screen one, screen two, screen three, and you'd queue up
next to the pole.
Yeah, next to the pole, and then you'd go in. Then they'd say, right, we're ready now, and you'd go in, and then you'd queue up again inside. And then you go and see your film. We were never allowed a Frankie's hot dog.
No. Never. They've been there for ages anyway.
I didn't taste a hot. I didn't taste a hot dog till I was 23 years old.
I had one this morning.
I had one last night.
For breakfast.
What?
I was home alone and there was now in, so I got a piece of bread and I had some frankfurters and I had a hot dog.
Now here's the thing: if I were preparing the frankfurters for the kids, of course I would boil those bad boys up. If I was doing my own, I'd just have them in the tin. You wouldn't heat them.
Oh, no, this was one of those ones in the plastic pouch.
Like a Rustler's?
It was Herter Frankfurter.
What?
Herter's Frankfurter.
I don't know Herter's Frankfurter.
Anyway, it was a massive one, so I whacked it in the microwave for 40 seconds.
Wow.
Just enough so it wouldn't burn me.
Yeah. Well, we had them last night. To try and recreate... 03459 455 555. To try and recreate the Granada experience.
Yeah.
So we had a B-movie...
What was it?
It was an episode of King Julian. There's a new series of King Julian on Netflix.
Really?
So we watched that.
Any good?
Yeah, it was really funny, actually. We were wetting ourselves with laughter. It was brilliant. So we had that. Then we watched a bit of Empire. It's 2 hours long.
Yeah, long.
Then we had an interval in the middle.
Oh, did you? What did you have?
I had, for my interval, I had Brie. The boy had Doritos.
Yeah.
So that was kind of proper. And then
lost one by then?
Oh, yeah. One had fallen asleep. One had passed out by then. He wasn't. But the thing about Empire Strikes Back is, right, nothing happens in it. There's nothing happening in it.
It's the jam in your sandwich ready for your next film.
Well, I'd seen Star Wars a lot. Star Wars always seemed to be on ITV on a Saturday night at 5:45 when I was growing up. It's not like every week they were showing Star Wars. Empire Strikes Back, I saw at the pictures.
Isn't Luke whingy, though? Isn't he whingy?
He
is.
But isn't he buff? He is buff.
He's got a child's head, though.
He's got a child's head on a real man's body.
And Lady Diana's hair.
Yeah, he's got the hair.
But whingy. Always whingy.
He's got a lot to whinge about, though. His aunt and uncle got killed in the first one.
Yeah, but he was whinging before.
He was actually whinging before that.
He's
one of them. But there's not a lot happens in it.
No.
Yoda's rubbish, right?
Oh, he's cute, though.
The only quote I can do from Yoda is from the Empire Strikes Back pinball table that I played in Edinburgh 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Extra ball you have. That's the only
thing. How did he know?
Well, yeah, and that's the power of the Force. But Yoda's rubbish. You know, Yoda is...
Yeah, but for those days, having a puppet that you could strap on your back like that was something new.
It's the same fella that does Miss Piggy. Frank Oz.
Yeah.
And he's rubbish. Frank Oz directed a film with Marlon Brando in, and I can't think who else, right? Mm. Frank Oz is Yoda and Miss Piggy. And possibly Fuzzy Bear, because Fuzzy Bear is the same voice as Yoda.
And he was in Labyrinth as well. Right. I was watching that the other day.
And Frank Oz directed a film with Marlon Brando in, and Marlon Brando refused to talk to Frank Oz because he'd been Miss Piggy. And so he'd say, would you tell Miss Piggy that I ain't going to do it the way that she wants me to do it?
Mm.
Like that. That's not a bad Brando impression.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It was a bit more Sly Stallone, if I'm honest.
Go on then. You do a Brando.
I can do Jackie Stallone.
Go on.
Yeah, Jackie.
But that's just.
To jobs like this, you were one of my so-called idiot.
That's just a native New Yorker.
Brigitte.
What's going on there is your mouth looks like it's a bumhole squinting at me.
It's the only way to do it.
And she reads anuses.
No, she
does.
She does your cheeks. She doesn't do your actual thing.
Oh, is it not the...
No.
Okay.
Is that why she couldn't see any future for you?
Cross my palm with something brown. Coppers, I meant. Coppers. Coppers and co. So she...
Oh, my God.
She does... So she reads buttocks.
Yeah, your buttocks.
How does she read your buttocks?
I don't know. It's all fake, isn't it?
All of it?
Yeah, all the fortune telling.
Go on, tell me.
I went to see a medium once with some members of my in-law family, right? Yeah. That's shyster. She had my sister-in-law in first, my mother-in-law in second. She tried to apply the sort of compiled picture of what she told them to me.
Right.
assuming that I was their sister, you know, I was blood relation.
Yeah.
That's not my gran. My grands are fine. Stop with this nonsense.
But what? How was she doing it? Was it the She's cards? Going, was it the,
no.
the balls?
No,
she was. It was the complete and utter balls.
It was the apparently the spirits, not my spirits, though. I didn't even know the people that were apparently.
I wish, do you know what? And here's the thing, guys. Or 03459 455 555. If you want to join in, you can. You don't have to if you don't want to. Here's the thing. It would be great, wouldn't it, if it was possible to talk to the dead.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it's rubbish. Do you know why? Because they're dead. And once you die, that's it.
Why would they go through someone who you have to pay 20 quid to? They'd just come straight to you, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Really?
Is there any... OK, here we go. Is there any evidence, like actual evidence, that we can point to that proves that mediums get it right? Is there any evidence? And people will say, well, my mate Shirley went to see that woman live at the theatre and that what she said about the bloke two rows in front of her was uncanny.
I went with a mate to this, what's it called, Mind, Body and Spirit Fair once, right?
Was this in like a church hall?
Yeah.
I've been to one of them. Yeah. Mind, Body and Bullshine Fair.
Precisely, right? So my friends goes up, oh, sorry, you can't sit with her. You'll have to sit over there. We will give you a tape, though, so you can record the session.
Yeah.
So my mate came out pretty convinced. So we listened to the tape and I went, you told her that. Can you not hear yourself? You're telling her all this stuff.
It was one of those?
It was one of them, you know. She's saying, oh, I've got an old gentleman here. Oh, yeah, that'd be my granddad.
I can understand why you'd want to believe in it.
Yeah, of course you would. What happy person goes to see a medium? You're always at a crossroads in your life and you want either some reassurance or some comfort, don't you? I went because I was tagging along with them and maybe that's what allowed me to sort of... No, it wasn't. It was obvious. It was obvious.
By the way, kids, if you want to make your own jokes about finding a happy medium, then how do you get a happy medium? You tickle her.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That's nice, isn't it? But it's nonsense. And I used to, you know, I used to believe in all this stuff. I used to believe in the...
Yeah, but we all did, didn't we?
The tarot cards. The flipping tarot cards. What is that nonsense all about?
Oh, angel cards they have now as well.
Oh, angel cards. Obviously a bit... Let's create a bullshine list, shall we? So there's tarot cards.
Yeah. Angel cards.
Angel cards. Crystals.
Mm-hmm.
But the crystals are thousands of years old and they contain the energy. We're all just stardust, you know? We're all just stardust.
Waft me near someone, then I'll make them better.
Yeah, exactly. The Reiki... And now, I don't quite know. I had someone who wanted to do Reiki on me once, and I was... But I don't... That's... What, I don't know what that is.
That's kind of... They sort of hover their hands over your various areas, don't they? I've had it done to me before. And I did throw up, but I had been drinking heavily.
But did... Well, okay, well, let's explore that. Maybe it was dispelling...
Well, no, it wasn't. I'd lay down after a period of prolonged drinking. That's what happens.
Okay. So is that every time you drink, you throw up?
No.
Well, then you don't know.
Lie down a lot when I've...
But you don't know if it was... Maybe it was dispelling some negative energy.
Yeah, fair enough then. Reiki. Reiki works.
Well, actually, we're going to put a question mark by Reiki.
Okay.
Because we don't know for sure. So there's a question mark by Reiki. Okay. What else is bullshine?
Hi, Ian.
Hello, who's this?
It's Stephen from yesterday.
Hi, Stephen from yesterday.
Now, when you say Stephen... When you say Stephen from yesterday, that's a whole 24 hours where I could have met any numbers of Stephens.
The guy who spoke about the, you know, he was talking about spooky things yesterday. Kind of what you're talking about now.
Oh, okay. Well, do you remember which Stephen this was, Catherine?
Stephen, are you the Stephen that had spooky experiences?
Yeah.
You're the one. You were the one that was on the other side, speaking to those on the other side.
I will have to agree with you that most mediums are actually talking a lot of rubbish.
For those who, because this is, you know, we're kind of treating this as a separate show, but for those who weren't listening to yesterday's breakfast show hosted by the Crazy Gang, Stephen called in to tell the hosts and indeed the listeners that he had, you'd had the willies put up you one night, hadn't you?
It was just a very, very bizarre kind of...
You felt that you were on the other end, at the other end of a Ouija board.
Yeah, because you'd been dabbling, hadn't you? And so
that's what it felt like.
Yeah. Okay. What have you got for us today, then, Stephen?
Well, it's basically you're talking about mediums, right?
Yeah.
And you used to believe in all that sort of spiritualist, spiritual that, and mediums having special powers and things like this. But the thing is, what I've realised is a lot of it is actually a complete and utter rubbish. complete and utter load of bullshine, like you say.
Yeah.
Because basically, you know, the basically the chakra system, for example.
Right, the chakra system, right? These are what people... So you've got, like, was it eight chakras
seven
in
your... points that are divided up into... You're supposed to be a spiritual core.
Yeah.
Responsible
the
for...
Third eye, the third eye. The third eye. Was it pineal gland? Pineal gland.
Yeah. The thing is, they are just literally your body's gland points.
Yeah.
And any number of things, like some medication, legal or illegal, you might take, or food could disrupt how they behave.
Well, for breakfast, I've had... Two at Costa's, cheese onion sandwich, and it's affected my Windy Pop chakra. I've got the worst indigestion, and due to a medical default, and this is a fact. I'm going to say something, and it's going to sound like I'm making a joke. This is a medical fact.
Go on.
I haven't got a sphincter in my mouth.
Really?
So I can't belch.
How bizarre.
And that is a fact. I've had that told to me. Again, it was on another phone-in show, but by someone who claims to be a doctor. Mm. I haven't got a sphincter in my mouth, so I cannot belch.
That is almost shocking.
It's true. It's true. And that is actually true.
Gosh.
Really?
Anyway, go on.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, basically, and there's some other things as well. Like, when I was looking into this sort of thing,
yeah.
You mentioned before about the face on Mars.
Oh, yeah, there's a face on Mars.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a face on Mars!
Yeah, but basically, yeah, I found that quite interesting. And then I looked up, you know, about the moon and then secret moon conspiracies about what they're hiding up there and blah, blah, blah. And then all the movies that are based on the same sort of story.
Capricorn 1.
NASA went to Mars, to the moon to basically...
Stop on my mama will shoot.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was a video, that's quite interesting video on the... I can't remember who it was on. It might have been on the BBC.
Or YouTube.
Yeah, documentary.
Probably YouTube.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, a lot of BBC stuff is on YouTube now.
And that's how it works. Listen, Stephen, we've got to move on, so I'm going to freak people out with another weird Cat Stevens song. But thanks for your call, mate. Speak to you soon.
Cheers.
Ta-ta. Bye-bye. 03459-455-555. That's it. You just rock up and, you know, so far we've had Stephen telling us conspiracy theories and we've had a guy playing a censored version of the Brownflake song. That's how this show's going to be.
So were you born without a sphincter or is it something that disappears?
No, honestly, this is absolutely true. You don't just have a sphincter there. You've got sphincters all over your body.
It's muscles that open and close,
and that's why
it?
I can't belch.
Right.
I just need one more little thing and I can get a blue badge, I reckon.
Okay.
Now, we've been playing some... there are two Cat Stevens... There are three Cat Stevens, okay?
Right.
There's early Cat Stevens, like Matthew and Son, where it's all like pop stuff and a bit weird. Then he nearly died and he went to... what do they call it? A sanatorium?
Yeah.
He went to a sanatorium for 2 years because he had TB and was going to die.
Crikey.
Then he came back all mystic...
Which one was Sexy Cat Stevens?
That was Mystic.
Yeah, I like
Mystic,
him.
Sexy, Greek, half Swedish, sex god, mystical, I'm looking for the answer, Cat Stevens. Mm. Then the third one is when he found the answer, or as my mum would say, he went a bit weird and he became a Muslim.
Yeah.
So Yusuf. So we've got early Cat Stevens, mystical sex god, Cat Stevens, and Yusuf.
Which one's this?
This one's early Cat Stevens. Right. I love the early Cat Stevens because he's nuts. Anyway, here we go.
Now I realize, no more. I'm gonna get me a gun. I'm gonna get me a gun. And all those people who put me down, you better get ready to run. 'Cause I'm gonna get me a gun. It's like the sun. You see the best of me when I have got my gun. I'm gonna get me a gun. I'm gonna get me a gun. And those people who put me down, you better get ready to run. 'Cause I'm gonna get me a gun. And make me run when I'm gonna
going to get himself a gun. Flipping heck.
Travel news for Beds, Cards and Bugs.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Good afternoon. Anti-clockwise on the M25, looking slow at the moment between junction 17 at Maple Cross and 15 for the M4. High Wycombe, Marlow Hill, the A404, still got roadworks in place there just before Marlow Road. And in Dunstable, Union Street, that remains closed for resurfacing work between the A5 and Chiltern Road. Good news though, everything looking good still on public transport. Gary King, BBC Three Counties Radio.
The next travel bulletin is in 30 minutes.
BBC Three Counties Radio. Three Counties Sport.
Every Saturday, Three Counties Sport brings you the best coverage of your local team.
This afternoon, we'll bring you commentary on MK Dons versus Blackburn.
Daniel Powell has scored an absolute worldie.
Luton at Crawley.
Here's McGeehan, right-footed, powers it in. Keeper, I think, got a hand to it.
Stevenage hosting Wickham.
And Stevenage, from 2-0 down, have got themselves back into this game.
What a goal! What a goal by Wickham Wanderers. It's Michael Harrigan.
And then Watford at home to Arsenal.
And Igalo's on the floor, and Audio Nicolo equalises for Watford.
Three Counties Sport.
Today from 2 here on BBC Three Counties Radio.
Let's play that game then. What is the oldest you'd go? We've just been... We're just talk while the records are on, and then we turn the faders back up. Explain why we're having this conversation.
Because one of the people watching on Periscope is called Boss Lover Rocket.
Boss Lover Rocket.
And don't we all?
Yeah.
And he's got a 64-year-old mother who's watching the Periscope.
Yep.
She said that you were very dishy.
64 is fine. There are hot 64-year-olds. Let me try and think of one.
My dad's 60, so I...
Well, I'm talking more specifically about the women.
Yeah.
I mean, how
old... Helen Mirren.
I don't get the Helen Mirren thing. I mean, as a young woman, she was very plain. And as an old woman, she's a plain older woman.
Do you think?
Yes, I do
think. I think she's very distinguished.
What's distinguished about getting your arse out every opportunity?
Do you want me to show you?
No, there's got to... it's different as well.
It was art anyway, not...
that was it. Getting her arts out whenever she gets every opportunity. Thank you. What's the difference? It's different for men and women.
Yes.
Because it's more traditional to have a dolly bird. Mm. Do you remember? I grew up, you know, I'm old enough to remember when... imagine if Bruce Forsyth came back to host one more episode of Strictly and he got confused... And he
that referred, could happen.
And he referred to who's the lady that does
Tess.
It? He said, "Okay, everybody, let's give a marvellous round of applause for my dolly bird, Tess Daly. Tess, give us a whirl."
She would.
She would do it as well, but you couldn't do it now. But he used to have a little rap, didn't he? He invented rap on your cards. The cards are right. Is it called that? The cards?
No, higher or lower? It was called
your card. Play the cards song. Play your
cards
right. Well, the game is starting. It's time to go. Let's get our dolly birds out and put on a show.
Wow,
okay,
that.
Dolly. I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
Okay, dollies, do your dealing. And then the dolly birds, they were literally called the dolly birds.
But that's part of the problem with the 70s and the 60s, isn't it?
Yeah.
That women were either indoors or a dolly bird.
Yeah.
And treated as such.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's kind of... I'm just going to take this call. I don't know if this call is for us or if it's for something else. Hello, you're on the air. Are you calling to come on the air? Or you've got important business?
I'm calling to tell you about your traffic report.
Oh, yeah, go on. Is there something wrong with... What's your name, sir?
Ted.
Hello, Ted, you're right.
Union Street.
Oh, yeah, well, don't give us any more...
Give it out.
Yes. Yeah, go. Right. Yeah, you're on the air, Ted, just to let you know.
But Union Street is closed for road surfacing.
Oh, blimey.
It all finished yesterday. It was done last week.
Oh, so it's all done?
It's closed today.
So it's open?
Yes.
And are we saying on the travel it's closed?
Yes.
Find that boy, shoot him.
Gosh. Ted, I can only apologise, really.
That was your last traffic report. I just heard it.
Have they done a good job, Ted?
Yes, they have.
Is it nice and smooth?
It's lovely now. You don't bump all the way down it.
Do you reckon it'll last? Because there are two types of tarmac. Tarmac Adam. There is the expensive stuff that lasts you about 20 years. And then there's the cheapy stuff that lasts about 18 months. Any idea whether they use the good stuff or the cheap stuff?
I haven't a clue.
No.
No, it all went down all nice and hot and it's made a nice surface of it anyway.
If you're lucky, I'm looking out the window, if you're lucky it might rain today and then you get the smell of freshly laid tarmac adam in the rain. Oh, what a beautiful smell. Oh,
that is a beautiful smell. So it is when you follow the thing that lays the tar.
Oh.
The smell of it is really lovely.
It's a nice smell, isn't it?
And I can remember smelling that back in the 1950s.
Hey.
When they used to put the proper tar down and stone.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and that stuff lasted, didn't it?
It did last, yes.
That stuff lasted.
But nowadays, the only thing we've got, it's made it smoother.
Yeah.
And as you know, we're 20 mile an hour in Dunstable.
As it should be.
And they go down there at 50, 60 mile an hour, and they used to do it before anyway.
Yeah. Oh, they go bombing down there, don't they?
Yes, and Chilton Road, the same.
Hey, do you remember, because you're of an age, do you remember like when you used to go, when was the last time you went to the cinema?
Oh, blimey, I think when Elvis died.
So 77?
Yes, about then, I think.
Yeah.
What did you go and see?
Obviously, All Night at the ABC in Luton.
Yeah.
All Night Elvis films.
Oh. Oh, and they put it on as a tribute to him after he died?
Yes, they did.
Oh, fantastic.
Started at 11 o'clock till about 8 o'clock in the morning.
And did you last the whole night?
Oh, of course I did, yes.
Yes. Elvis...
17,
go.
Then.
17?
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, 1977?
No, I was born in 1950, and so you're 1940, sorry.
So you're 37?
37,
there
yeah.
There we go. So, you were 17 when you left that cinema after experiencing 9 hours of Elvis Presley.
And now I've just turned 75, so... Well
done. There we go.
My memory's just a little bit hazy occasionally.
3 minutes. You're doing well. Listen, nice to talk to you, mate. Thanks for calling in with that.
All right.
Appreciate
Thanks
it. Cheers. Bye-bye. Yeah. There we go. What a nice bloke.
Do you know I knew it was 1977?
Go on.
Because my mum was still... Hiya. My mum was... Hiya. Yeah, just a minute. Yeah,
hang on a minute.
Just a minute. My mum was in hospital having had me when he died on the 16th of August 1977.
Yeah.
And we remember it in our house because it was the day the woman opposite didn't see her husband all day because he was in the house crying with the curtains closed.
I have been told that I was in the cinema. We're talking about this. I was in the cinema when Elvis died, and we came out to the news: the king is dead. Now, I don't remember that. I also don't remember what time of day. Who is this?
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Ian, it's Phil.
Phil, oh, do you know what time of day Elvis Presley died? It like UK time. I know he died in. Why? Well, we can work it out. He was in Memphis. Which is in, like, the middle of America.
But he had his tea.
So it would have been... he's always having his tea. His whole day was tea. Chicken. Tea time, Elvis. All right, mum. It was it was night time. So the middle of America is, I'm going to say, 7 hours behind us. So it would have been about... I don't know. They wouldn't have found out till the morning.
Tell you what, you can tell me later on at your show tonight in Luton, OK?
You coming?
I'm coming to the show, yes. You can tell me all about it then, can't you?
Well, okay.
That's your show sorted.
Yes, I'll be a bit busy, telling you other stuff when you come to the show tonight, Philip.
I'm going to be running pink, okay? So I'm wearing pink for you tonight.
Okay, well, but make sure you bring some cash to buy T-shirts and badges and also slip me a fiver.
You have a good one tonight, won't you?
You have a good one, Phil, more importantly. Thank you. So... they wouldn't have found out he died until, 7 in the morning? So that makes it about 14 o'clock here. What's that? 2 o'clock. So it's possible the news was announced while I was in the cinema. OK, well, then we have to think, what film was I seeing in August 1977? I would have been 4. No, I didn't go and see Star Wars. We saw The Empire Strikes Back. That was 81, 82. We saw Octopussy. My mum took me to see Octopussy.
Really?
Yeah, that was about 82, 83. My mum took me and my sister to see Popeye. With Robin Williams. I love that film. Have you seen that?
Yeah, but it's got bad memories for me.
Go on.
Because growing up, I looked a lot like Olive Oil.
Oh. Who's she? She's not Sissy Spacek. She's the other one.
She's the other one.
With the
She's
eyes.
She's similar. Oh, Popeye.
She's got the eyes. I love Popeye. I like it because I have fond memories. I've seen it in the last 5 years and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
He was good wasn't he? Oh, it's
a good film. It's a good film. The bit where he's the piano's swinging over him and he's bending down and then he stands up and then he bends. It was
clever.
Very, very clever. But a famous stinker of a film. The only film I can think of, and I mentioned this the other day, that I was watching when Elvis Presley died, and I'm guessing this is 1977, The Devil and Max Devlin.
Right. With Cosby.
Bill Cosby as the devil. If only we knew. Elliot Gould as the music producer. It's a Disney film that sold...
Was he a music producer or was he like a sports agent or something?
No, because at the end he signs up a hot singer.
Oh, right.
So maybe you're thinking of Jerry Maguire.
No.
Yes?
Or that one with Warren Beatty in it where he's...
Oh, no, that's a good film. Heaven Can Wait.
Oh, that's such a good
film. Oh, that is
a
good
film. But there
was
also David Niven, one of those, wasn't there? Where he was...
he walks up the stairs to heaven. That is, and I love that film, because when he's on Earth, it's in black and white.
Yeah.
When he's dead, it's in colour. What's the David Niven film?
A Matter of Life and Death.
A Matter of Life and Death.
So good.
And it's just, I remember seeing that as a kid, and it freaked me out.
Do you remember who the angel was in the Warren Beatty one?
Yeah, I do, hang on.
It's a woman.
Oh, no, I don't know then. I was thinking it was...
if I'm thinking of the right film.
I was thinking of James Mason. No, who is it then?
Audrey Hepburn.
Really? No, it was a guy. It was definitely a guy.
What film am I thinking of then?
You're thinking of the original Heaven Can Wait that it was based on. You're thinking of the original... You're thinking of The Matter of Life and Death. It's Audrey Hepburn.
No, it's not. She was kind of old in it. short hair.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, that it was good. They were all good films. Not that memorable, but all good films.
All good films. 03459 455 555 is the telephone number if you're going to give us a call. I'm going to try this. Now, this CD player, it stops after each track. I think I've worked out how to make it play into two tracks.
You reckon?
Because you need to play. This needs to play into two tracks. Let's have a little bit of this. Hang on a little.
You recognise this one, huh? Great song written by the late, great John Stewart and, of course, sung by the late, great Davy Jones. If you know the lyrics, don't sing along. It puts me off. I could hide neath low winds of a bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. Shaven razor's cold and it stinks. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean? Do I dream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed, and now you know how happy I can be. And I get time starting in without dollars. How much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, you know what's coming now. It's your turn. Big and low.
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
One more time. Bigger. Come on.
Love that. Right, that's Mickey Dolenz, right, for, obviously from the Monkees. Oh, of course, you know, I bun the Monkees. He's got this album out, right, Mickey Dolenz, a little bit Broadway, a little bit rock and roll.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's basically him singing a few Monkees songs and a few Broadway songs in, like, in this tiny club in New York. And that, I love that version of Daydream Believer. He may even be 71, he's 70 or 71. At the end, his voice at the end, it's like flipping, heck, you know, he's just going for it. It's kind of, he never got to sing it, obviously, because Davy Jones got to sing it, and it's almost like he's saying, this is how I'd have done it. They said, I'd have done it, Davy. The weird thing about seeing the Monkees now, and I've seen them, since Davy died, I've seen them thrice.
Mm-hmm.
they don't mention Davy Jones.
Don't they?
They don't mention him. Now, the first two times I saw them, it was the other three, and it was I went to New York to see them, and Davy Jones was not mentioned in any of the programmes, and they didn't mention him on stage once. And I think there was a legal dispute over the estate of Davy Jones. And so it could have, you know, it was interpreted as if they mention him live in concert, then there is, you know, maybe the estate could say, well, you're trying to make money out of his name.
Right.
But as inside information, the estate has now been settled, right? And they still don't mention him at all. That's weird, isn't it? That's weird.
Yeah.
You would think that they would say something. They show him in the videos and stuff in the background, but that's,
I think it's really odd.
So how old would you go? You didn't answer the question.
Well, how old's he?
He's like 70.
70. I think that's too old for me. Depends, though, because I've got a really weird thing about Michael Palin.
Yeah, well, he's, what, 73?
Yeah.
He's older. So you go 73?
I know, maybe I've got a thing about younger Michael Palin. I don't know. How old are you? Hello?
Hello?
How old are you?
Who's that?
My name's Robert. I have a successful window cleaning business in Luton, and I'm calling to speak to Kat. I am the young Michael Palin.
Wow, my prayers have been answered. When you say young, how young are you?
36.
36 with his own business and his own chamois.
When you say successful window cleaning, how many windows you got in your round?
I have at least 14 shops, right? So here it is, Kath, me and you. I'll give you three questions. We'll decide now whether this is going to work, OK?
Go on. I think I already know, but go on.
First question, do you like books?
Yes.
There we go. That's a match. Number two, do you think wars and stuff are bad and we should all be, hey, we don't need wars, let's get rid of all that. We could all live together, explore space, etc., etc. Yes,
yeah,
or no?
Yeah, yeah, I'm in.
Wonderful. Number three, what's your thoughts on the 1990s hit picker and pop genius Jimmy Nail? Is he great or is he terrible?
Oh, how do I break this to you? I think he's awful.
Can I just have a quick word with Ian? One second, Ian.
Yeah, go on. Ian here, Kath's gone, yeah.
She's coming across as a bit needy. Obviously, the guard's up with Eloise and Davis.
Yeah,
so,
she's very needy. I don't think it's going to work, Rob, but well done for trying.
Leave this with me.
Yeah.
Kath, yeah.
Listen, I've got a feeling it's going to be a bit busy, and I don't think I'm going to be able to take you to the high pasty shops you're going to need. So,
right.
What I'm going to do is say, maybe again in the future, all right?
Oh.
Thank you, Rob.
Did I say something? I thought it was going really well.
I think you dissed Jimmy. Whatever happened to Jimmy now? Because he was...
He was in Evita. On this night of a thousand stars.
She's lying.
Jimmy Neal wasn't in Evita.
Yes, he was.
Was he? Are you sure?
Yes, you're talking to
Geordie here.
Well, you need to do your research better, love. You're letting everyone down.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know you were on about Elvis just a couple of minutes ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I downloaded a picture of the Sun newspaper's front page on Wednesday the 17th, 1977.
Right.
And it says that King Elvis is dead of a massive heart attack, and he died yesterday, which would make it Tuesday the 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that...
Well, no, well...
I've just been...
No, but hang on. He died on the 17th, but it's... What?
On the 16th.
No, on the 16th.
But what day was it in America when
exactly.
he died?
And it would have been overnight.
Because
the press
we don't
is,
know,
you know
what died. We don't. What day did John Lennon die?
Oh gosh, no, I can't remember that.
Dennis Wilson was the 20th of December. John Lennon was anyway. Right, carry on with your Elvis thing. Go on.
Yeah. So what I might do, Ian?
Yes.
I might send it to your email, mate, so you can have a look at the picture of the on the front page of the Sun.
Adrian on Twitter says, let me find this. This is a good tweet. I was playing table tennis in Mallorca when Elvis died. As a tribute, they played Viva España again.
Really?
Dear, ping pong and all that, yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. There we go. What's your name, caller?
Stuart,
thank you very much for that. There we go.
So am I going to be, like, marrying into a successful window cleaning business?
Not a Robin, you're not.
You didn't mention the one show.
I can see we've got a call from High Wycombe on the line. Who's this?
This is Matt.
Hello, Matt. You've been sat there for a while. Let me just explain to everybody else who calls in, because this is kind of a new sort of thing that we're trying. It's a phone-in show with no topics. You phone up, dear listener, 03-459-455-555. You can join in the conversation. You can do a bit of randomness. You'll speak to Jen. Jen is taking the calls. She calls you back, so it don't even cost that much money.
Yeah.
Pretty much as soon as she's called you back, if you can hear me and Kath on the phone, the odds are your fader's open and you're on the radio.
Just
so
jump in.
Just jump in.
I'd sort of got that. I was just waiting for an opening.
Oh. You won't get an opening with Kath. Chance would be a fine thing. Conversationally.
I always do that in conversations. I always sit there in silence, often all evening, and let topics pass without actually getting my word in there.
Now, why is that? What's your name?
Matt.
Is that out of shyness? Is that out of politeness? Is that because you're enjoying the conversation so much? Why is that?
It's often because I just can't get a blooming word in edgeways.
Yeah.
I'm not... With you guys, I was just waiting for the right moment and I would have, what's the term, chimed in.
Go on then, your moment is now.
You chime away, boss.
Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that nothing happens in The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, it's 2 hours and 2 minutes of not a lot going on.
Well, what about all those, I mean, Vader really throws his weight around in that film.
I tell you the thing, I think I noticed, right, because we're watching them all with my boys, right, because they're watching these awful Clone Wars cartoons, and I said, no, we're going to watch the proper stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I'm excited, because I've never seen Jedi, never seen it, so we're watching it next week, right? And my boy's saying, my friend James at school says that Darth Vader's really Anakin Skywalker, and
ruined it!
Well, I said, listen, mate, I've got no idea what you're talking about, we're watching this, right? Here's the thing I noticed from the original Star Wars.
Yeah.
Vader's helmet is matte. In the sequels, his helmet is very, very shiny. It's gloss. In the original Star Wars, Vader's helmet is matte. It's really, it's grubby. He's got a grubby helmet.
Well, he's been working hard.
You sure you're not thinking of Boba Fett?
No, Boba Fett's helmet is...
He's got more of a battered helmet, hasn't he?
He's got battered... Yeah. My favourite character, and I've completely forgotten this guy, and I cannot remember... What's his name? Lola Kardashian... Rando Lollagorian.
I know who you mean.
The double-crossing black fella.
Yeah.
He starts off as a mate, then he double-crosses, then he goes off to rescue Han.
Rando Calrissian.
Wasn't he in Rocky as well? And he was a little bit tasty in that. Don't trust him.
Yeah, he was. I liked him.
Yeah, I like Lando.
Do you know what I'm going to...
But isn't Han Solo beautiful?
No.
Yes.
I tell you what, I've got a lot of respect. I never really rated Harrison Ford as an actor until I watched Star Wars last week. I thought, actually, he was a good-looking boy. In Empire Strikes Back, and I don't know if you've noticed this, Matt, he's channeling a young Steve Martin.
Yeah.
He looks like Steve Martin.
I shall... Next time I watch Empire, I normally watch it around Christmas. One of my Christmas movies.
If anyone can remember...
I'll remember that. And
if anyone can remember...
Look at the state of Darth Vader's helmet.
Yeah, check it out.
If anyone can remember the first Christmas they showed Empire Strikes Back, because for some reason I was in my aunt's house in Milton Keynes watching this film last night, in my head, and that can only have been a Christmas movie. I was thinking, what a weird film to show at Christmas. Because not a lot... You've got to be honest, there's not a lot... It's all about philosophy there's all these little MacGuffins as well where Obi-Wan Kenobi says to Yoda, this is the last one that we have. And it just cuts very quickly with Yoda going, no, one more there is. And do we ever find out who the other Jedi is that he's hinted at, or is it just one of those dead ends?
He's talking about Luke's sister, Leia.
Oh, jeez, they're sisters! Spoiler alert! Thanks, mate!
You knew that, didn't you?
Then why is she French kissing him in this film?
She's not.
I know.
Yeah, she does. Thank you. She French kisses him.
But they're only half brother and sister, so it's not that frowned upon. Is that right?
I don't know what it was.
But when they did the remastering of it in the 90s, just before the Phantom Menace came out, they remastered them all, didn't they?
He keeps playing around with them and keeps adding bits and taking bits out and reordering. Han shoots first!
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. Well,
speak of your language, huh?
Mm. Apparently, the whole audience, when Leia kissed Luke, the whole audience went,
ugh. Yeah. Well, now we know it's incest. Fair play, though. It was a long time ago, and it was far, far away. So you know, it's. But honestly, the bit where Han Solo's chatting up Leia, he's trying to lay Leia in the engine room when the Millennium Falcon isn't working. Honestly, it's like watching Steve Martin.
Kieran on the Periscope saying that they're twins, Leia and Luke.
Yeah.
Well, that is wrong then, isn't it?
Yeah. Matt, listen, great call. Call again, won't you, boss?
I could go on all day about it.
I know, I'm really enjoying Star Wars for the first time in my life, so I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm glad.
We'll speak again, Matt. David?
Hello there.
Yeah, I'm very, very well, but you're going to have to wait a minute.
Travel news for Beds, Cards and Bugs.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Busy on the anti-clockwise M25 at the moment, between junctions 17 at Maple Cross and 15 for the M4. Busy in Watford as well, on Stevenson Way, just near to the M1 at junction 5. And at Enfield, the A10 on Great Cambridge Road, that's looking busy southbound through the roadworks, just near to Ballsmore Lane. Good news though, everything looking good still on public transport. Gary King, BBC Three Counties Radio.
Thank you very much, Gary! This is Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, down the rabbit hole. 03459 455 555. It's a phone-in show without any phone-in topics at all. How queer!
Local and vocal across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Gail Sanderson. The headlines: protests over junior doctors' contracts, fight for treatment for a Buckinghamshire boy, and former Everton manager dies.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Thousands of doctors are taking part in demonstrations to protest against new working conditions. The government wants to cut the number of payments made for unsociable hours by redefining the normal working week to include Saturdays and late evenings. Doctors say they'll be worse off as a result, but the Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, says basic salaries would increase to compensate.
We actually want to reduce the maximum hours a doctor can work in any week from 91 hours at the moment to 72 hours. We want to ban hospitals from making doctors work 5 nights in a row, ban them from making them work 6 long days in a row, because we know that in the end, if doctors are tired, the chances of making mistakes are higher.
A family from Buckinghamshire say they'll continue their fight for a drug to be made available on the NHS. 10-year-old Archie Hill has Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and the drug Translarna is said to be able to prolong his ability to walk. Yesterday, the health advisory body NICE says it won't recommend it's paid for by the National Health Service. Hundreds of migrants and refugees are heading towards Slovenia after Hungary closed its border with Croatia. Buses have been taking refugees to alternative crossing points where they can enter the European Union's borderless Schengen area. And an official in northern France has said the number of migrants in camps in and around Calais has doubled, close to 6,000. The department prefect for the Pas-de-Calais area said there were 3,000 people in the camps at the start of the summer. Work on a key part of the redevelopment of Wickham is set to be completed next month. The Westbourne Street Link is the first phase of a £2 million scheme to improve traffic in the town. It gives drivers an alternative route through the town centre from Oxford Road to Marlow Hill. The former Everton player and manager Howard Kendall has died at the age of 69. He led the side to 2 First Division titles in the 1980s. Peter Reid played for him.
Very astute, great man manager, and just a real fantastic person. And I'm just devastated. He was a friend as well as me boss, and I'll just miss him immensely.
In sport, Arsenal are visitors to Watford today in the Premier League tea time kick-off. The Hornets will have Valambarami back from suspension. Rugby World Cup quarterfinals take place today, with Wales playing South Africa at Twickenham at 4. Following that, New Zealand play France at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff in a repeat of the 2011 Rugby World Cup final. And the first cricket test match between England and Pakistan looks like it's heading for a draw in Abu Dhabi. The weather, a cloudy but mostly dry day, breezy, feeling cool. Temperatures around 13 degrees Celsius, 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Get the latest news and sport online at bbc.co.uk/threecounties.
On FM, AM, online and digital radio.
Catherine Boyle and Ian Lee.
On BBC Three Counties Radio.
Whatever I got, well, I know it's mine. I don't go around with a local crowd. I don't dig what's in, so I guess I'm out. I'm saying this thing so you know me, baby. So you understand what I'm all about. The boat that I row won't cross no ocean. There ain't a man alive can tell me what to say. I choose my own side and I like it that way. I don't worry about all the things I'm not. There's only one thing I want, I ain't got. You know that I'm thinking about you, baby. But you better know.
It's the thing when you go watching it with a 5-year-old, there's constantly going, who's that? It's Han Solo, for goodness sakes. It's Han Solo. We've been watching it for an hour. It's Han Solo.
I had a similar experience watching The Matrix with a particularly dim friend all the way through. She's going, so is this real now? Is this real?
Oh, I don't know.
What's happening now? Is this real?
The Matrix, I mean, there's something. 0345 955 555. It's a phone-in show with no topic. You phone in, and if your fade is up, if you can hear the conversation, the odds are you're on the air.
Like now, so just speak.
Speak.
Hello there. You got me?
Yeah, it's you.
You talk to him. I've got to plug my phone in for the periscope.
Go on. Is that David?
Yeah.
What did you want to say, David?
Well, I know that Ian goes into some of the charity shops, some interesting records and stuff.
Yeah, we both do. It's a treasure trove.
Yes, it can be. You get a lot of money.
There's a lot of Cliff Richard in there at the moment. I don't know what he's done wrong to offend people, or maybe there's just the age of his fans and they pop in their clogs, but there is a lot of... You've noticed a lot of Cliff, haven't you?
A lot of Cliff, and there's a lot... You always get a lot of Jim Reeves.
Tell you what I found really interesting as well about those boxes you go through.
Yeah.
A lot of Spanish music, like people who went on high holidays and decided to bring something back.
Yeah. Well, they come over here, dying...
Yeah.
And leaving their records.
Anyway, David, I'm shanghaiing you. What did you want to say?
That's all right. I just wondered if you ever tried the ones in Hitchin, at least four, and there's one in the old Cotton Exchange in Market Square.
We did, didn't we?
I got Lonnie Donegan LP.
Did you? Sweet.
Lonnie Donegan! Lonnie Donegan! That... B word. I'll tell you why.
What's
I've got
your beef with Donegan?
With Donegan, right? So I'm on Celebrity Pointless, right?
Oh, yes,
me and Chegg. I don't know when it's on. I don't know if it's been on yet. I don't think it has because I've not had abuse on Twitter about it. So I'm on, right? Me and Cheggers, we did Pointless. We beat Nicholas Parsons and the lady with the eyes who I like. We beat... She's the lady.
Narrow it down a bit.
She's a lady. She's a comedian. She's got eyes, and I like her. She's always very, very nice to me. Helen Lederer.
Oh, right.
Helen Lederer is lovely.
Who always seems drunk, but she's not. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the act. She's delightful, Helen. It's not even an act. She's like that. She's lovely. Anyway, so we win. Spoiler alert. We win David, we get to the final round, OK, where we can now win... It's like $5,000 for... We've both chosen Macmillan, me and Cheggers.
Brilliant.
So it would all go to Macmillan, wouldn't get split. OK, so we've both chosen that by pure coincidence, right? And Cheggers really annoyed me. He chose the topic. I let him choose the topic because I made an awful faux pas earlier on.
Was the topic Maggie Philbin?
No! I made an awful faux pas earlier on by giving an incredibly racist answer.
By accident.
By accident. But luckily, we kind of got away with it. We got through to the last round. Anyway, I said, Cheggers, you choose this. And he chose... Oh, what was it? Diamonds.
What?
He chose diamonds. And he said, don't worry, it sounds like it's going to be hard, but it'll be easier, right? So you get three different categories. And I can't remember what the... The one category that I remember was... songs that got into the number one songs or singles that got into the British top 40 with the word diamond in.
Right, okay.
And they've got to be pointless answers, right? Oh, and you couldn't have Diamonds Are Forever because that was the other category. Diamonds Are Forever was another one.
Was that song, that Rihanna, Shine Rain Like a Diamond, was that in there?
Does it got diamond in the title?
Yeah.
To say it. Exactly.
Yellow Diamonds.
No, it doesn't exist. David, you say a song title with the word diamond in that got to the top 40 and would be a pointless answer.
Blow me. I mean, that would be difficult. There can't be that many.
Oh, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Well, I refuse to give that because the Beatles never released it as a single.
Oh.
Who did? Elton Flipping John,
Elton
of course.
Elton Flipping John.
Well, it wasn't pointless. It had like eight. Okay.
Do you know Lucy, who was the bones of Lucy that were found in Africa?
What? Hang on. The bones of Lucy from Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds were found in Africa.
What happened?
Wow.
They found the bones of a free hominid.
A what?
Africa, and as they were digging her up, that was the song they had on the radio. So they named the bones Lucy.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
So we couldn't get, didn't get any pointless answers. We blew it. Macmillan, I'm afraid, have since had to close down. All of the nurses have got the sack because me and Cheggers didn't know it.
No, I give them a fiver a month. They'll be all right.
And then after it, I thought, oh, I know one that it might have been. And they came up, the big, the giant fellow, he's got giantitis. I once went to hospital, right, because I had migraines. I was in A&E. Terrible migraine. And then the migraine cleared up and the doctors wouldn't let me leave. And they kept taking x-rays, took about half a dozen x-rays of me.
Mm, that's worrying.
And I said, I'm really worried. Why? And they said, well, we think you've got giantitis.
Wow.
And that, do you know what that is, David?
Yes, I know. It's where your body runs away from itself and you tend to get your features and such, right?
No, literally not that. It's where you don't stop growing. Right? And I said, I stopped growing years ago. They said, we think you've got giantitis. Mm. Anyway, this fellow, I think, Richard Osman, is that his name?
Yes.
I think he has got giantitis.
Has he?
Right? I think he's massive.
He's a large man.
He's flipping massive. His hand, put my hand next to his hand, it's like a newborn babe in the hands of a grisly old man. Anyway, do you know what the pointless answer was that would have kept Macmillan charity open?
Oh, you'll have to tell me. I couldn't possibly guess that.
Jack of Diamonds, Lonnie Donegan's song, Jack of Diamonds. And that's why Lonnie Donegan, if ever I meet him, is he still alive?
Is he still alive? He won't be if you meet him.
He won't be. David, great call as always, mate.
Well, one thing last, you said about Cliff Richard.
Yeah.
I've had four of his original 45s since the 1960s.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, you should sit on those. They're worth about 10 pence in record shops around the country. 03459 455 555. Speaking of sassy women, it's Joan Jett.
It's all the same.
you home, where we can be alone. Next we're moving on, it was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on.
Trying to pre-fade a your album, but it's warped to flippery. So if I turn it on, that's going to... No, it's not going to touch now. OK, fine. OK, fine. 03459 455 555 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. So I was in the library the other day. And I like the library because it's a place of peace. I remember the library on the Wentworth Estates, Wentworth Shops, Britwell Estate. I remember a tiny, tiny little library. And I remember getting chucked out of there. Chucked out of there as a five-year-old.
You deserved it, though, didn't you?
I was making too much noise. Yeah, I did deserve it. The librarian...
Is that when you were kicking the door?
No. I don't know what I was doing, but I was making a lot of noise. And they said, do it again, you'll be out. I was there with my mum.
Boundaries,
and,
you see.
Yeah, and I carried on making the noise, got chucked out. And I was in tears. And mum said, you've been making too much noise. I said, go away out the front, I'll be out in 5 minutes. Then they had outside, they had a big hoop attached to the wall to tie your dogs to. So I'm just there going... And just banging it against the wall.
Irritating.
Librarian came out and gave me a right royal rollicking. Yeah. Right? So I've always, since that moment, had a deep respect for the library. I love the library books.
And a fear of librarians.
Yeah, fear of librarians. I've got a song about library. I wonder if I've... I'll find it. But I use the library now. Sometimes I go in there for a bit of peace and quiet if I want to do a little bit of work, and I don't want the kids around, or I just fancy doing. I feel like if I'm working in a library, I feel like I've gone to the office and I'm doing something a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
Turns out you can make any kind of noise that you like in the library.
They encourage
now.
It now, don't they?
You could. I haven't got the book, the song. You can make any. You can be really noisy in there. Now, the kids being a little bit noisy. I'm kind of cool with that because there's kids in, like, you know, I'm talking like young kids, 3, 4, 5. I'm kind of cool with that because they have toys in libraries now, and it's like it's kids, you know, being surrounded by books.
Do they still do story time? I used to like that.
They do the story time. They do all that stuff, and I love all of that. And that's kind of fine. You kind of expect that. But then you get young people, like teenagers, coming in, just making a load of noise and shouting and talking, and no wonder... Here's a word that kids don't know today. Shh! They don't. No one knows that word. And these young people.
You know what they'll do? They'll tell me to shut up. Tell me to shut up.
Oh, the bell's ringing. Yes.
Hello.
And the siren's gone off. The bell and the siren.
They're after me. They're after me.
I do love the way. This is Fern, isn't it?
Hello.
I love the way that. And by the way, if guys, when you call in, if you want to have your own little method to. A, notify us that you're on the line, and B, just to test if you're on the line, because I don't always see that people are waiting, so they might. Fern's come up with a little bell. You can come up with your own little ones as well.
Signal your arrival.
You can't. Just give us the bell again. That sounds like one of those little ones you get at a hotel. Not the ding ding one.
Not your ding ding. No.
But it's like is it a little lady with a big skirt?
No, it's a little cowbell.
Oh, remember from last time?
The cowbell,
yeah,
of course.
It's for my gran, but I'm not going to see her for a couple more weeks, so I've still got custody of it until then.
Okay. You've got to test it works.
Okay. Well, yeah, if in doubt, give it a little ring.
Bring it out.
What you got for us, Fern?
Well, you were talking about Star Wars, and yeah. There's so much merchandise, isn't there?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen recently, one that caught my eye...
Go on.
...was a Darth Vader showerhead. Oh. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's really peculiar, because you know how with the showerhead, you turn the dial to get sort of like the stronger...
Oh, I love playing with the shower head.
There you go.
I love it. What do you? Okay, let's we can do this. We can play this game. What setting, Catherine?
Really hard.
So you like it hard and concentrated?
Yeah.
I like a fine, even spray.
Oh, I can't be bothered with that.
Firm one. Well, you decide. What's your favourite setting on a shower head?
Well, I like the sort of in between where you've got a little bit of both,
okay.
And then you could go either way if you need to, but. It's half medium, isn't it?
I find the in-between. It's just it's not this, it's not that, it's not anything. Make a decision.
I think if you're trying to wash hair, you need a decent concentration of water. Otherwise, it just you've got soap still in there, you know. It's you've got to really modify your tool for the job.
Anyway, so you've got Darth Vader is basically... What, is he spitting at you?
But this is the best bit, OK? So if you've got, like, that strong, concentrated beam, it's shooting out of his eyes... Okay, and if you've got the little tiny ones, it's all coming like around the edge of his eyes, but out of his little mouth grill.
Oh dear,
it's really odd.
Have you got it?
No, I've seen pictures online.
Someone
tweeted it.
If you pull off the helmet, is it just like a really badly charred head? Because that's what's underneath his helmet, is it? It is. That's what's under there.
Do you know what? I'm uncomfortable with the idea of anybody else's face. You know, whether it's a useful face or not in the shower with me while I'm in there, I don't want it looking at me. I don't want it. You know, I don't want that. Darth Vader is a manful man and everything, but no, thank
little
you.
Little bits coming out of his mouth, grating. It's just so odd. Who thought that?
Here's the thing about here's the flaw with the Star Wars I watched. Okay, it was a version from the 80s, even though I bought it on a DVD because it had like mid to late 80s special effects added in. The Star Wars, not the Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
Okay.
Was it on Betamax?
You'll be on Betamax in a minute. I got beaten up. I lost. I always back the wrong horses. Okay, if a new what do they call it?
Medium.
If a new format comes out, back the opposite of what I back. I always get the wrong one.
Mini disc.
I backed Betamax, okay, because it's better quality. Better quality. I got the Watsits kicked out of me at school by the VHS kids. And
yeah.
for a while on the Farnham Road, we had two Video Cities. One side of the road, Video City VHS. The other side of the road, a Video City Betamax.
Oh.
Closed down after 3 months to Betamax. And it just became Video City.
Like the Bloods and the Crips, the VHS and the Betamax.
Yeah. It was like that. And then some video shops would have like a tiny corner that was Betamax. And all they had was...
It was like a dirty little secret.
Yeah. All they had was Bruce Lee films, which was awesome for me, because I got to watch like loads of X-rated Bruce Lee films at the age of 10. Awesome.
Wow.
And it's got boobs and violence in. Beautiful. Two of my favourite things. And the only Betamax films you could... I remember this vividly. We had to go to a video shop in Langley, which is miles away, was Bruce Lee films, That Darn Cat, which is a Disney film... And Heaven Can Wait. And that's why I'm so familiar with Heaven Can Wait, because we kind of rent it out almost every other week.
Gosh.
But and then the little corner of Betamax films would get smaller and smaller until you turn up one day and go, Mister, where's the Betamax films? Don't do them anymore, they're rubbish.
Oh, did they have to dish out the tapes in like a brown paper bag? Was it that?
It was a little bit under the counter.
Oh,
yes,
dear.
There was some of that going on. So I backed the Betamax, and boy, oh boy, was all right. But still great tapes.
Well, you know why the other one won?
Well, porn adopted. Mm. And this is a true fact. This is true. Whichever format the pornography industry takes is the one that wins.
Mm.
Definitely.
Oh gosh.
Definitely.
Look at the internet now. Yeah. Look at the internet, Fern.
Well, that's how it... It was started at CERN. All the scientists came up with this novel idea, the novel way to send huge amounts of data across long distances.
Yes.
And then, of course, porn, then it all takes off.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the porn industry hope. They'll take it all off. Otherwise, you'd want your money back, unless that's your thing. Thank you for that. Did you make your point?
There was one other point. You know that merchandise of Star Wars?
Yeah.
There was one... really odd one I saw as well. That was, I don't know if you can imagine in your kitchen, you know, we all need mixing bowls, right? If we're going to do a bit of baking, you're going to bake a cake, okay?
Yeah.
So imagine in the corner of your kitchen an R2-D2, right?
Oh, yeah.
you pull him apart, he's all different measuring cups.
Oh.
Who thought that up? I would love one of those.
This is what I'm going to record my boy doing this week. He does a cracking impression of C-3PO.
Oh, really?
Oh, he does a brilliant impression of C-3PO. We like. I've met R2-D2.
Have you?
Yeah, I've met the real R2-D2.
And, that's the one that looks like a swing bin, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's rubbish, really, isn't he, R2-D2? Yeah. I don't think he could. Who's the most rubbish character in all the Star Wars films, Fern?
Oh, maybe the guy with the in the bath scene where he's like, he's sort of got a brown slimy colour and his face folds forwards and goes up again with two bug eyes.
Oh, I know the one. Is he the fella that's wants to take Han Solo back to the slug man?
Oh, possibly. It's been a long time since I watched.
Fern, thank you very much indeed. 3459.
I think the unsung heroes of that first film were the prawn men who were playing in the bar.
Who's the slug man? Because,
Jabba.
That's it. Who's that?
Awooga, it's Russ.
All right, Russ, it's Jabba the Hutt. And the version I've seen...
Right, his size keeps changing, doesn't it? Because in the modified ones where they had him, like, someone walking over his tail and him going, oh, he was tiny.
Yeah,
because he's massive when Leia's strapped
to him. That's Han Solo in Star Wars. Well, in the original... Have I got this right, Russ? I've been reading on this. In the original Star Wars, he was a man.
Yeah, he was.
And then that scene was cut. Yeah. And then they added that scene in the 80s or the early 90s with the rubbish special effects in it.
No need.
I've only seen Star Wars, the original one, once, and I don't really remember much of it. So, I'm not really much of an expert.
Well, that's a conversation killer. What you got for us, Russ?
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'm very
sorry. And by the way, we've got a caller. Who's that on line five next to Russ?
Is that me? Is that me? Is that Steve?
Hello, Steve. You're right, fella. Say hello to Russ.
Yeah. Hello, Russ. All
hello,
right.
Steve. You're right, fella.
I'm great, yeah. Ian, I just wanted to say about Darth Vader's helmet.
Okay, yes, I'm riding the fader, but go on.
did you know that Darth Vader's helmet was made in Dunstable?
Local and vocal!
It might not be true, but let's pretend that it is.
Well, no, hang on.
No, it is true. There's a little firm, they make film props. They're stuffed away in a little side street in Dunstable, and they made Darth Vader's helmet. I don't know who polished it.
It was all filmed at, what's the one right near here, Elstree? Or was it filmed at Elstree or Pinewood?
It was filmed at Elstree, which is now the EastEnders and Top of the Pops. Well, no, it's not Top of the Pops.
Top of the Pops! All right, Grandad!
You just changed yourself.
All right, Stephen. Oh, well, thank you for that. Yeah, go on.
That's all I have to say. I know where Darth... I have seen the original Darth Vader's helmet.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Stephen.
Have you touched it?
You are a legend amongst us mere mortals.
Did you touch it?
No, I didn't touch it, and I didn't polish it either.
Stephen, thank you very much indeed. Russ, he pushed in front of you,
but
it was worth every penny. Well, thank you, Stephen, worth every second. 03459 455 555. Russ, it's over to you.
I want to know what noise you would like to make in the library now that you're free to make whatever noise you like.
I want to make a really loud... I want to do snake impressions.
Go on.
Shh! It's kind of a joke.
People used to do that impression in the library in the past.
Well, that's a good question. What noise would I make in a library? Just like, I don't want any. I still respect...
the silence.
So these youngsters came in the other day, like 16, 17, and they were talking really loudly. And I was sat at the desk, right, doing a little bit of work on my computer. And they came in, they're talking really loudly, and the guy said, do you like mind if we sit down and do our studies? And I went, oh, no, that's fair enough. Yeah, right. You
actively encouraged them to do their studies.
But then they sat down and they're doing, right, if A equal R squared, then what the hell is X? And they're doing algebra, but really loudly. And I'm thinking, right, well, I've said they can, so I'm going to have to sit here for 10 minutes, and then I'm going to have to look at my watch and say it out loud, and I did this. 10 minutes later, I went, oh, blimey, I'm late. And I packed up my computer and I left.
Did you leave or did you just move around the corner?
I left, but I couldn't concentrate for the whole 10 minutes. And I thought, I have to start this out.
Have they not got carols in your library?
What's that?
They were like little sort of study annexes where you can sit and it's like sitting in a voting booth.
No.
Because I used to have some great sleeps in the ones at university. Oh. Yeah, excellent.
No, this is quite open exposed. There's a nice little table and chair that's kind of around a corner by the fire exit that no one goes to. But someone was using it, so I was... What noise would you like to make, Russ?
I kind of opened with it, really. The whole awooga thing. I'd like to just sort of give that whole Chris Hakkabusi vibe.
No.
No.
It wasn't Chris Akabusi that did Awuga.
Well, John Fashion you as well, wasn't it?
It was it was only the Fash.
Akabusi was the laugh, wasn't it? It was the
You see, this
I love to count.
You know, I said John Fashion the other week, Gladiators, to somebody, and they insisted it was a Chris Akabusi thing.
It sounds like you've got a racist friend.
Sure, and now they've made me look rather silly.
If you want a bit of fun, no, you're I am right on this one. It's the Fash. If you want a bit of fun. Type into, probably not safe for work, type into Google Chris Akabusi sex stories.
Yes,
it's nothing. It's not U-tree or anything. It's good, isn't it?
I knew this was something bad then, but yeah, it's very, very good.
Russ, on that bombshell, thank you.
What's that?
It's Chris Akabusi sex fantasies, right?
Oh, no.
And it's fan fiction about Chris Akabusi. It's brilliant.
Travel news for Beds, Cards and Bugs.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
So in Enfield, it is looking slow on the A10 at the moment. That's the Great Cambridge Road heading southbound between the Ballsmore Lane and Southbury Road. There's also some roadworks through that area, so there are a few lane closures. Now in Watford, looking slow on my sensors on the A411 Beecham Grove around Escort Way. Don't forget, on the M1, you do have those speed restrictions in place and some lane closures both ways between Junction 12 for Flitwick and 11 for Dunstable. And High Wycombe, same story, you do have those roadworks there still on Marlow Hill at Wordsworth Road. Mikey Pavlou, BBC Three Counties Radio.
Get the latest news, sports, weather and travel online.
bbc.co.uk/three counties.
I'm trying to...
Is that right?
No, it's because it's... This is one of those albums that's got like 15 tracks on each side and they're really thin and this is not a very good record player. Oh, I didn't win the record making machine on eBay.
Probably just as well.
Probably just as well. Here we go, we're in. Shh.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby.
Oh, has that got a shot?
16 years old, and I've completely forgotten his name now that I was about to launch into talking
his
about his name.
His name was...
Yeah, Chris?
No,
it wasn't.
That was the other fellow was in Chris.
What was the name?
Here we are, look.
The letter. He's 16 years old, dead now. Chilton. Alex Chilton.
Alex
Chilton. We got there in the end. Alex Chilton.
He's in this. Big star.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. We might end on a little bit of David Cassidy.
A bit of a sad story, the story of that band, wasn't it, Big Star?
It's a good documentary, though.
Yeah,
sad
excellent.
Story. Good documentary.
Never quite made it as big as they should have.
All right, mate, calm down.
Cool, I'm just saying, if people haven't seen it.
All right, well, stop pretending you know about music.
I'm praising.
I haven't got any decent David Cassidy albums on here. Never
Hang mind. On, just think about the sentence you just said.
No. I'm not having this, right? David Cassidy, the Partridge Family stuff, there's some good pop stuff. I wonder if I've got a Partridge Family on here. I don't think I have. Some good pop stuff. His first four solo albums are flipping brilliant. They are brilliant!
He's got angry eyes, though, hasn't he?
No, that wasn't him. That was someone in the 80s. I haven't got any Partridge Family either. Wow, I need to...
Need to sort that out.
No, I've got Andy Partridge. I've got Os Mutantis. Have you ever heard Os Mutantes?
What are they, Portuguese or Brazilian?
Brazilian. I don't know them well enough to... but you might dig this. Hang on a second. They're like this sort of psychedelic band from the 60s, from Brazil, I guess. I mean, let's have a little listen, see if you... So far, so good. I mean, they're brilliant, but they're, I mean, they're double hard work. Hang on. Eu quis cantar minha canção iluminada de sol. Any idea what they're saying?
I could make it up, but no. Portuguese is hard.
Oh. It's actually a nice sound, isn't it?
I think we can safely say they were high as kites.
Oh, I don't listen to that on the way home. They're playing a gig recently. That's why Os Mutantes.
Os Mutantes.
Os Mutantes are in my head because they're playing a gig at some point soon. 03459 455 555. It's a phoning show that has absolutely no topics whatsoever. So I'm disappointed by the library now.
Because it's noisy.
It's just noisy. And people don't have the respect for books. I still struggle marking a book, but actually having to highlight or write something in a proper book. Flipping hell, that destroys me to have to do that.
English A level, though, we had to do it all the time.
Yeah, I know, and I couldn't.
It became a very handy cheat.
History A level, we got this big, thick book, American History. It was flipping boring. Wasn't what I was told it was going to be. Anyway, oh, I know what I'm going to play next. Pete Townsend, Sheraton Gibson. There's a song. And I thought we were supposed to like highlight stuff. So I highlighted all this stuff in the book. Oh, here we go. Miss Kingshot, who another person who thought I was a massive racist. It was very, very weird. Anyway, she was straight out of teacher training college and straight into, very tight tops and tracksuit trousers. Wow. Anyway.
Like Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice.
With a degree.
Except she was... really, really fine. Anyway, so I thought you were supposed to draw in these books and highlight these things in these books. Mm. And then towards the end of the term, I saw that none of my other friends had done that. You back, Matt?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What was that music you were playing?
Did you like it?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a world music fan. I have been for many years. And that just, it just struck chords in me.
It struck too many chords that didn't necessarily follow on from each other. That's Os Mutantes.
How do you spell that?
Os. O-S.
O-S.
I'm trying to skip forward a bit. How do we do that?
And then Mutants with E-S on the end.
There we go. We've had the Cardiacs and Os Mutantes. BBC Local Radio just got hit.
Did you say the Cardiacs?
We started off the show with the Cardiacs.
I love the Cardiacs.
Did you miss the first song? Was Tarred and Feathered? No,
I
didn't catch
that. I was down the road.
No. Oh, hang on. Let's go to another song in here. Hang on. This one's called Baby. Hang on. Let's go. Here we go. I don't know this. Don't know this album very well at all. No, I think we played Heaven. No, Two Bites from the. I don't know what we played. Anyway, here we go. This is good, isn't it? Hey, this is good. Você precisa saber da piscina. The swimming pool!
He said, I need to know something about swimming pool. Da gasolina.
Você. It's Os Mutantes. There's loads of their albums, Matt, and they're doing a tour, I think, so go and see them.
I might well do that. The thing is, I'm leaving the UK next week.
What for?
Where are you going?
I'm going to the Far East for a couple of months.
Oh, they won't allow that stuff there. You put that on, they'll chop your ears off. Is that what they do?
Some places, yeah.
I've got something for you while you're on this this fantastic music buzz.
Yeah, go on. We're on a trip.
I've got something for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the band Corvus Corax?
Corvus Corax? No, I don't know Corvus Corax. It's unusual for me to be caught out like that. Who the hell are they?
They are a German band that do a lot of sort of medieval music with a heavy metal twist.
Oh, Corvus Corax. This is Matt. I'm going to be checking out Corvus Corax later in the week. That's what we're doing. Well, who'd have thought it? Os Mutantes. Thanks for as much as the human ear can withstand of Os Mutantes. You speak foreign languages.
Yeah.
When you speak foreign languages, because this is the thing, the reason why I'm okay with languages up to a point. Okay, not with French. Could never get French. I was really good at German up to a point, and suddenly it just I just got stuck in the mud and I couldn't go any further. The same with Japanese. I was really good with Japanese. Japanese follows really strict rules. It's all rule based. There's no irregular verbs. There's none of that nonsense. And I got really good at Japanese, and then suddenly I just reached a barrier, and the teacher would come around. I go, I can't do it.
Right.
Same with Greek. I was really good to start with, and like
at that point you have to go over there and submerge yourself.
I can't, and I can't. Well, you
see.
That's
how you do it. I could never learn it in a classroom. I was rubbish.
I was always thinking, how would I say this in English? And then
translating it slows you down.
Well, this is it. Do you think you speak? I mean, what
French and Spanish.
When you speak Spanish, and gentlemen, I will be asking her to speak. Hajime mashite, konnichiwa. Konnichiwa, dare no kasa desu ka? Konnichiwa, sua Tokyo no ikimasu ka?
Keiki, harimasu ka?
Sandwichi. The best thing, if you don't know a Japanese word, just say it in English, but in a Japanese accent. I told you this.
So keki?
Keki is cake. Sandwichi, biru, is beer. When I was trying to find some CDs of a Japanese band in Tower Records in Tokyo, this band called Pizzicato 5.
Who are very good.
Who are brilliant. I said to this woman, Pizzicato 5 CD? Huh? Pizzicato 5 CD? She went, oh. And I went, okay. Pizzicato 5 CD? She went, Pizzicato 5 CD. And she took me to the Pizzicato 5 CD. But yeah. So you think in the foreign language,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, you have to.
Think in Spanish for us now.
Okay. Lo estoy haciendo.
And then, but then
¿qué
speak
quieres
it.
Que te diga? Bueno, a ver, ¿qué vamos a hacer esta noche? Tú vas a hacer un show, un espectáculo en Luton, en el teatro de la biblioteca. Y va a ser muy bien.
Okay, we have to stop.
Porque lo he visto varias veces.
Really
y
is.
Va cambiando.
Let's stop this, because this is just...
Oh, dear, what was that?
That was... It's my neck. Don't worry, that's fine. But what's the point? Seriously, what's the point? Because everybody speaks English.
Do you like reading books?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I like reading books, and I can read thoughts from other places.
Thoughts from other places.
Yeah, and,
oh,
you know,
you've gone
music,
right off you now.
You know, and music and stuff like that. I just like doing it. I can do it. It's one of the rare natural talents I have.
Well, it's not a natural talent. You've learnt it.
No, I haven't really, because it's...
Oh, come on. You've learnt.
No.
You don't wake... You're not like that woman who wakes up, who got a bump on the head and came out of a coma after the and only speaks Chinese.
No, but what I'm saying to you is, in classroom, I couldn't do it. I can't do it. I can't learn something like a code. But when I went over there, I learned it like a child does it, like mimic.
And by the way, that woman doesn't actually speak Chinese. She just does a really offensive Chinese accent. That's what that is, isn't it? She woke up speaking Chinese. No, she doesn't. She's doing that voice.
It sounds like Chinese to you.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Racists.
A bunch of
but anyway, yeah,
comatose
I just
racists.
Remember words.
But everybody speaks English.
No, not everyone speaks English.
Well, only the people I want to talk to. And
okay.
I don't mean that in, you know, kind of Little Britain away. They do, you know. They do. I mean, yeah, in Japan, they were impressed that a tall, you know, white English guy...
It's worth it just for that, for the element of surprise.
The further away we... In Tokyo, they understood me. Boom.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And I told you, I silenced restaurants by walking in saying, right, I don't eat meat or fish. I'm a proper vegetarian. The word for vegetarian, of course, is vegetarian. Where have you got an English menu? And literally, a whole restaurant of Japanese people turned around, looked at me. It was like the cantina scene in Star Wars. Mm. Looked at me, then went back to their meal.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
But the further away we got from Tokyo, no one could understand my accent. Mm. They didn't have a clue. They said, we don't speak English. I said, no, I'm speaking Japanese, for crying out loud. Having none of it.
Pearls before swine, that, isn't it?
Well, OK, I wouldn't call the Japanese swine, mate. It's a little bit unpleasant. Now, this song popped up on my iPlayer. My iPod today was on shuffle. I must have had it set to Maudlin, because every song that came up was just another dagger through my heart.
Right. That tends to happen when you get dumped, doesn't it? Whenever you put the radio on, it's always something awful.
Well, my sister tweeted me and said, well, why don't you download some music from the 21st century? Why would I when this exists?
Sitting in the Sheraton Gibson, playing my Gibson. sitting in the Sheraton Gibson, playing my Gibson. And boy, do I feel all alone. My mind is a Cleveland afternoon.
See that picture? I've just said quickly, give me the sun, and you've just shown me a picture of a lady's bum.
Well, that's where Justin left it open, literally.
She's a Strictly dancer, is she?
Was, yeah, she's not anymore.
Oh,
hence
okay.
The page three.
Okay, I don't.
One could surmise.
Dear BBC, okay, changes are being made. People are being sacked, and a fortune has been spent on new jingles and beds for BBC local radio. Get rid of Strictly. We get it now. We get it. It's done. Come up with something else. In fact, I don't think they didn't. What came first, right? Strictly Come Dancing or Dancing with the Stars?
Strictly Come Dancing.
How do you know that?
Because, well, we had Come Dancing first, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then we did Strictly Come Dancing.
Well, we had Come Dancing first. Then there was the film Strictly Dancing.
Strictly Ballroom.
Strictly Ballroom. And that's what it's named after, isn't it?
I think the idea is, yeah, that it's a sexier version of Come Dancing, because Come Dancing was very sedate.
But Strictly Come Dancing was named after the... It's an amalgamation of Come Dancing and the movie Ballroom, Strictly Ballroom.
Yeah, because do you remember when it first started, Brendan was always getting told off for lifting his partners, and he was told their feet must be on the floor. That was the Strictly Ballroom premise, wasn't it? Breaking all the rules, man.
Strictly Ballroom is a rubbish film. I remember everyone raving about it. I'm going to pick a date out of the air. 97?
Yeah,
so I remember I had it on a VHS cassette.
It's around the same time as Muriel's Wedding. All the Australian films were in.
Oh, and Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Yeah. Flipping heck. I actually quite enjoy Priscilla, but I think I was being pretentious. But Strictly Dancing, it's a spoof documentary. It's Spinal Tap for dancing. It's The Office for dancing. It's you know, et cetera, et cetera, ad infinitum. But I just remember watching it and thinking let's compile the list of the Australian films that were big. So there was Strictly Ballroom.
Yeah, Muriel.
Muriel. There was Priscilla.
Yeah.
There was...
Because Muriel kind of brought ABBA back, didn't she, for a whole new generation?
Yeah. Oh, flipping heck. There was... there's one called The Castle, which is like... I think that's a comedy, isn't it? There's The Castle.
Oh, and then there was that one about Chopper Harris. No, not Chopper Harris. It was called Chopper, wasn't it?
Oh, that's quite good.
Yeah, he was really good.
But that was...
What's his name in that?
Bradley Cooper.
No.
Ruffalo.
No.
One of the...
Australian... He's now playing Captain Hook in the new film Pan.
Paul Hogan.
No. Oh, remember Paul Hogan?
Paul Hogan, right. That's a recent film. That's not like late 90s Australian film. Paul Hogan now goes under the name PJ Hogan, so that people don't... Yes, he does. And he directed... What did we watch the other day? Really boring... A really boring version of Peter Pan, directed PJ Hogan.
Wow.
Because Paul Hogan was massive, right, with Crocodile Dundee.
And everyone loved him, and he did the adverts.
Did the Foster's adverts.
Street, there's a guy down there with no strides on when he was at the Ballet, do you remember?
That's not how you cock fosters. Then he did...
Hugh Jackman.
Then he did Crocodile 92, which was not very good.
Should let it lie, shouldn't
he? And then he did one where he did like a cowboy film, and this ruined Paul Hogan's career, right? He did a cowboy film where his sidekick was a black, deaf and dumb guy. And so the gags were all about him. I think there were some like black gags in the style of Blazing Saddles, kind of black man gags. But they were, I could be wrong on that. I've not seen the film. But primarily the gags were about him being deaf and dumb.
Right.
And that was it. And what was that called? Not Dirty Angels. We're No Angels. Angels.
Oh, yeah.
It was called. Anyway, and that ruined it. So he was like, you know, how you go from being a superstar to a nobody again in 2-3 movies.
Gosh.
He had his own sketch show as well on Australian TV.
Did.
The Paul Hogan Show. The only sketch I remember from that is this, like, he's like him skateboarding. That's it. Isn't it funny, right? You may be of an age for this. I don't think kids get this now because people don't really differentiate. We weren't really allowed to watch much ITV in our house because it was common.
Yeah.
And I always thought it's because my dad worked for the BBC. And because, you know, when you're kids, you think, I thought, oh, because he works for the BBC, we're not allowed to work, to watch ITV. Not the case. Because it was common. So...
Well, it was slightly different when we lived up north because Granada was ours and a lot of BBC was quite London.
I bet BBC was... I bet you never watched Swap Shop.
I did watch Swap Shop.
We weren't allowed. Here are the programmes that I was not allowed to watch because they were common. Right. Tiz Was.
Right.
I never saw Tiz Was. I was never allowed to watch Game for a Laugh.
Game for a Laugh was brilliant.
Wow, you've got 12. There's 12-year-old Kath.
I loved it. Keep your eye on the guy next to the river. He's going to watch his car sliding.
Join us next week when we'll be watching us.
Watching you.
Watching us.
Watching you.
Good night. I only ever saw that and one sketch when we went round to me London family, my dad's side of the family. We went to my Uncle Hugh's, Shuggy, and we caught the end of that. And I remember thinking, my mum's not noticed, but we're watching the end of Game for a Laugh. This is the most awesome thing in the world. And that's all I saw. There was one sketch. And that was it. Not allowed to watch it because it was common.
What was on the BBC then to oppose them?
Oh, well, BBC on a... Well, obviously Swap Shop...
So did you never see Blinder Data?
Oh, Blinder Data. Yeah, I saw that because that was later on. That was, you know, by then, you know...
The channels had come...
Yeah, they'd kind of got... I mean, this is... We're talking proper sort of late 70s up to, I'd say, about 82, 83.
Oh, right.
It will be 82 because then we got the video recorder and then everything was off limits.
Well, that's kind of
the
edge of my consciousness because I was born in 77.
Yeah, we watched... Weirdly, when we got the video recorder, they would tape Minder for us. And bearing in mind, I was 9.
Minder's actually quite...
It was horrible.
Yeah.
They'd tape Minder for us. We'd watch Minder before we went to school.
What?
How cool is that?
How common is that? It's very common.
Well,
turns out it wasn't about the channel.
Yeah, they also used to tape the Young Ones for me, and we'd watch the Young
Blimey.
Ones. I told you I went and saw the Young Ones live.
Yeah, didn't you go with your mum?
My mum and dad took us. It was at the Fulcrum in Slough, and they bought tickets. So the Young Ones were 82, so I would have been 9 or 10. And my mum's sister would have been 13. My mum said to the woman, "It's all right for kids, isn't it?" She went, "Yeah, I'll be fine for kids, 5 kids." First act is Rick Mail coming out with his penis out. he does a ventriloquist act with his penis, right?
Someone else I had a little bit of a thing for.
Male?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people did. I met him, he's a very, very nice gentleman.
Yeah.
Very nice gentleman.
Shame,
isn't it? Although my first impression of Rick Mayall is his penis.
Okay.
Doing it being used for a ventriloquist act. But imagine you're 9 years... Imagine now!
So you're sitting next to your mum?
If you took the girls, a couple of years' time, you took the girls, right, to see a live show. And the first thing is that, would you stick around or would you go?
No, I wouldn't stick around.
My mum stuck around. They come out.
Yeah, but you already had one. My girls haven't got one, so I don't want them looking at someone else's talking.
They came out effing, and it was the filthiest. 5 minutes of the show, if you want to call in, by the way, 03459 455 555. Effing and Jeffin. I mean, it is the foul. And my mum thought, we're here now.
He's heard the words.
We're here now. We might as well stick around. It really was. I mean, it was something quite outrageous, but it was fun. Prince is quite sweary, isn't he?
A little. He got very rude, didn't he? And then he stopped it. And
I'm kind of hoping that this is all right. This is an all right one, isn't it? All right, we'll have a little bit.
should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden glass. It's the other kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. It was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright.
This is the song. It was either this or Raspberry Beret, where Prince gave me the skunk eye because I was singing. I was in the fourth row of the O2 Arena, and I thought, oh, a song I recognise. He's not just in. He spent 45 minutes at that concert getting everyone to sing "Whoa, Funky London," and we were just. But so when he did a hit, I was singing along louder than he was, and he gave me the dirty eyes, as if to say, could you listen, I am Prince, hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore.
I only found out about 3 months ago that Raspberry's got a P in it.
You are joking!
I mean, I don't write it very often. So,
Mate,
and
Raspberry.
I just found out. Well, Raspberry to me, so
Raspberry. Well, it's like the eldest found out actually how you construct the word Wednesday.
Yeah.
It blew his mind.
Comes from Woden's Day.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
The Nordic god. No, it's true.
You and your Nordic gods. Right, let's have a little bit of Trav, then we'll say goodbye to the boys and girls.
Travel news for Beds, Cards and Bugs.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
So in Hertfordshire, we have some reports of some very, very long queues on the A1M heading southbound, partially blocked there because of an accident before junction 1 for the M25. That's South Mimms. Now, Brickett Wood, North Orbital Road's looking closed. It's closed at the moment, actually, southbound. Queues all the way back there. That's due to a serious accident between the M25's junction 21A and the M1's junction 6. That's the road that links the M25 to the southbound M1. Then in Enfield, looking slow on the A10 Great Cambridge Road, southbound as well, between Ballsmore Lane and Southbury Road. That's heading through some roadworks there, and there are lane closures for roadworks this weekend as well. Mikey Pavlou, BBC Three Counties Radio.
Thank you, Mikey Pavlou, and thank you for bearing with us for the last 2 hours. Next week we'll do the same thing, but it'll be a bit different, and we have no idea how.
Well, it'll be similar in as much as it's badly constructed. Again, you know, we're kind of just playing around with this, and we're very lucky that we have been given the air to play around with. It's not fully formed. I don't know what it's going to be.
So thanks for your forbearance.
I don't know if... you're such an idiot. you're such an idiot. But anyway, no podcast. And if you're looking for it on iPlayer, you don't look for Down the Rabbit Hole, because we're not allowed to give shows names here at the BBC. That would be crazy. If you type in Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, it will pop up. Right, that's it. That's your lot. If you're coming tonight, stick around after the show and we'll have pictures and, you know, you can ask any questions.
We may answer.
Bye, Boyle.
Bye.
Ta-ta. Thank you, Jen.
Local and vocal across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.